Because ultimately, money is just a reflection of the relationship that we have with ourselves. Money is just a reflection of the belief that we have in ourselves. Money is a reflection of us as an individual. That's all money is.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
What's going on, guys? It's Danny, and on this week's episode of The Higher Self, I dive into a subject that for most people, it's a bit challenging, and it's the subject of money. And I'll tell you why it's challenging. It's challenging because money is one of the three energies of human mastery. And so most human beings don't want to master. They just want to survive. Money in particular is one of those subjects that challenges people because it truly is energy. And so this week, what I decided to do was on Saturday on my Instagram account, I posted something about Bitcoin and NFTs and the fact that we were about to come out with an NFT. And quite frankly, there's a whole bunch of people coming out with NFTs. And I wanted to see if you'd be interested in participating. And I got an overwhelming response. And so my Sunday evening message is a call that we do every Sunday evening for the members of our coaching program, Launch and Leverage. This Sunday, what we decided to do is we decided to open up their minds a little bit on the subject of Bitcoin, the subject of NFTs. And many of you in the public wanted to hear it. And so I was going back and forth on releasing it because I get very passionate when I speak to my people. This is my community. This is my family. This is my friends. These are people who pay me quite a bit of money to help them improve their lives financially, emotionally, spiritually. And so we went ahead and we shared with him and we had a conversation about money, about Bitcoin, about NFTs, about our plans, about our future. And so before we go any further, I want you to hear this straight from my mouth. Number one, I am not your financial planner. I am not a financial planner. You are an adult. Even if you're not an adult, you are responsible for your own financial decisions. I am going to use words like I did this and I will be doing this. That's me. Me as a personal investor and my decisions. I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to influence you to do anything. I'm going to show you in the way that I know how, which I do understand that my energy, my words, and my personal ability to communicate a message comes across very strongly and comes across very convincingly. That's one of my gifts. And yet when I believe in something and I can see something about to happen, then I feel I have the responsibility to share it with the people that I love and the people who have entrusted me to help them with their lives and in this case, their financial life. And so before we go any further, if you decide to continue watching any of the following or the rest of this this week's episode, you are making the decision as an adult to proceed with caution, to take matters into your own hands and to go out and speak with a financial planner and to not make any investments based off of my recommendations. You are doing this solely as an individual and you are watching this for the purpose of growing, learning, and understanding a little bit about a subject that I believe is going to change the world. So with that said, enjoy this week's episode of The Higher Self. All right, welcome everybody to this week's Sunday evening message. This week, we're going to do a little bit of a twist. As I am going to be recording this and sharing it on our podcast and on our YouTube channel. So if you're watching us right now and you are not a part of our coaching community, I'm going to give you a little bit of a disclaimer. The group here is used to the fact that we're all family. We really are a community and we just share raw. Outside of seven words, I have no notes. This is just me sharing and sometimes things come out that are going to ruffle your feathers. I'm going to ask you to deal with it and get past whatever mental construct you currently have that won't allow you to hear words without getting affected emotionally. With that being said, guys, I want to start by sharing with you that up until 72 hours ago, I had no idea about the subject of Bitcoin and NFTs. Outside of the fact that I had 30,000, whatever, in my Coinbase account, honestly, I had no idea about it. I didn't have any intentions for it. And for one reason and one reason only, my mind wouldn't allow me to have an idea about it. All right. And I'll tell you what happened here. John, I'm going to share a little bit of our story without going into too much detail here. But as many of you know, John is my brother, as many of you are, because we have so many beautiful life-changing stories with one another about how us working together and coming together has helped change, I know, my life and in many ways your life as well. And so John was sitting here sharing with me how, you know, his dad is doing so good or doing better in his journey with an illness that he has. And as I was sitting in my driveway, I was sitting there realizing how beautiful the story was. And in one way, shape, or form, the medicine, and in many ways, God was able to give me access to information that helped John heal himself from his autoimmune disease. And then I was just like, seeing how beautiful it was that from that, like John was able to then pass that information on to his dad. And in that moment, I was in my car and like John was telling me that his dad is getting better as well. And I thought, like, how beautiful life is, you know, how beautiful it is that when you can awaken yourself, then you can help other people awaken and they can help other people awaken as well. And as I said that, John tells me, bro, do you know anything about NFTs? And I go, no. He goes, dude, if anybody needs to know about them, it's you. And I think it was divinely appointed. And I'll say that because it was a moment where my heart was open. It was a moment where he was sharing with me. And I had just had that thought like, wow, how beautiful this is coming full circle. And John was crying and I was crying and I was happy and he was crying. And then, you know, we shipped into this conversation. And so if it wasn't for that, I would have never listened because I'm very closed-minded when I'm closed-minded. And then when I'm open-minded, I'm as open-minded as they are. Who knows what I'm talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like if it's not in your mental paradigm and your mental construct, you don't want to hear about it. It doesn't exist, right? In many ways, what I attribute that to is fear of change and fear of the fact that what you believe could potentially be wrong. And in many ways, when you think of health, when you think of spirituality, and when you think of money, that's what keeps people in our society trapped for so long is this fear of change, this fear of, what if all along I had it wrong? Where if you're attached instead of to the notion that what you believed was potentially wrong, and instead you can open up to the fact that that was just part of your journey and the way you thought led you to this point so that you could finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, then you're always open for possibilities. And so as he starts explaining to me, he starts sharing with me why, because of what we are building and what we are doing, not just in this community, but as a result of doing it for and with you, you are now starting to share it with other people. He's like, dude, if anybody needs to know about this stuff, it's you. Make a long story short, I don't know what it was, but something about the way he said it, something about the way my mind and my heart was in the moment, I finally said, like, there's something here and I haven't been paying attention and I need to start paying attention. And I said, you know what? I think we spoke on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I said, Friday, I'm just going to dedicate my day to this one thing, to learning it and to seeing what this is all about. Sure enough, it didn't even take me a day. It took me like 2 hours. And within 2 hours, I saw everything. I saw everything. I started getting downloads. I started seeing the future. I saw the metaverse. I was closed-minded to that because I really do believe that there's some not good energy when it comes to the metaverse. But I saw the future of humanity. I saw what's going to happen. I saw it all. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not good, right? But whenever there is not good energy, there's going to be people that need help. And that's why I saw us and our possibility in all this. And so what I want to do today is I want to share with you and I want to take you down a journey to really, more than anything, help open your mind. Because if your mind is not open, you're not going to do anything with this stuff, right? I want to do for you what John in that moment did for me. And I want to help open your mind to the possibility of mining Bitcoins and purchasing NFTs. And really share it with you in a way where you realize you don't have an option. Everything that you thought you knew about the world and about money and about finances, it's going to come to an end. I'm going to tell it to you that way. And I don't mean to spread fear. I mean to tell you what is actually happening. And I'm telling you this not from the perspective of a human being who sees an opportunity. I'm telling you this from a spiritual perspective. I'm telling you this because I saw it all already play out as I can in my gifting, you know, and many of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to break this down for you with seven key words. And I want to talk to you about each of those seven key words. And at the end, explain to you why this is so important to you, why you need to do about it. I'm going to explain to you as our community what we're going to do to help you with it. And then I'm going to explain to you flat out how being a part of our community and by us working together, this is going to be the greatest financial opportunity you will ever have in your life, period, end of story. Because you can work for the rest of your life and you still won't be able to catch up to what we're about to do. That's how powerful this is. You can sell as many houses as you want. I don't care if you start making $2 million a year. Nothing will be as powerful, as lucrative, and as simple for you and your family than what we're going to share with you tonight and next Sunday. If you're excited about that, send me a yes or a hell yes if you want to, or a woohoo, or a let's get down. Let's get down tonight, whatever, in the chat message real fast. Okay, there's a couple of F-bombs. This is good. Beautiful. Okay. Fantastic. So the seven words that I'm going to talk on are the following. Just write down the word money. Write down the word the dollar. Write down the word value. Your brain moves fast. Tell yourself your brain moves fast. Keep up with me. Write down the words buying power. Write down Bitcoin. Write down NFTs. And then write down our community. What we have built. I first want to talk to you about money, because when I posted that post, if you go to that post, I'm used to this now. And I'm used to the fact that, you know, whenever you post something that people will not agree with, people's egos start running amok and they start challenging and they start really, really getting mad. Because the way the ego works is the ego's number one focus is it is never ending and not stopping. And all it wants for you is to grab you by the neck and pull you up and push you up against the wall and keep you in misery for the rest of your life. That's what the ego does. It does not want anything to change. It wants things to stay exactly the way they are. Because if they stay exactly the way they are, you are safe. And by definition, you is the ego, the mind, the construct in your mind that you have been living from. And so when I posted this thing about Bitcoin and NFTs, look, if you read it, if you actually read it, you'll see what I was trying to do. I was trying to say, look, this is my take on it. I spoke about the world and the fact that it's changing. I spoke about money. I spoke about, you know, our community. Many of you know what we're doing. Many of you have experienced life-altering phenomenon by being a part of our community. I spoke to about some action steps that I took. One of them was my bank only allows me to transfer so much, but, you know, my reserves and my personal money that was in the bank, I'm getting it out of the bank as soon as possible. I'll tell you why in a second. And then I asked a question, right? And then we got close to 1,600 people that said, I'm in. And then we had a couple of people who started arguing and fighting about the poor and money and, you know, is it evil to desire money and blah, 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 blah. So before we go any further, I just want to start by sharing with you what money is. Money is very simply energy, everybody. Okay, that's it. And money is an energetic tool that for the construct that we live in today, if we were born 2020 years ago, this would not be an issue. We would not be having this conversation because humanity was at a different place back then. We didn't have clothes. We were all walking around butt naked. We didn't know separation. We were all happy. We just gave each other. We loved each other. We worked with each other. It's 2021 now. The world is different and it's going to stay that way. Do you follow me? Yes or no? Yes. Beautiful. So being that the world has changed, and mind you, the world has not always been this way, but being that we are here right now and that you were born and are living in a time period where the way that you can experience freedom and peace of mind and you can travel and give back and help and bring value to the world, the tool that is used is in money, then you have an option about what your energetic response is going to be when it comes to money. You're either going to be a victim or you're going to be a creator. That's it. It's very simple. It's one or the other. And I know that that's a little bit harsh. And I know, you know, for many of you that might be listening on the podcast, you might be thinking, "Hey, Danny, I thought you were a spiritual guy." I am. But part of spirituality is being able to tell and accept the truth. And sometimes if you want to move people that you truly care about, you have to tell them the truth in a way that causes conviction and causes that ego to be rattled a little bit. Because I'll tell you what spirituality is not. Spirituality is not the ego. It's not the mind. Spirituality is the heart. Here's the problem. The world that we live in today, you'll never access your heart if your mind is in pain. if your mind is in debt, if your mind is worried, if your mind is scared, if your mind doesn't have peace because it doesn't know where it's going to get food, if your mind is constantly thinking that the man or the government or the rich or someone is after you and has all the cards stacked against you, if your mind is constantly fighting with the rich because there's the poor and half of humanity lives on $30 a day and so forth and so on, and you're living from this paradigm and this story, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying you have a choice and you have a decision to make. It's the same choice and the same decision that I had to make, because I was poor. I didn't have money yet, and I was on welfare. You know, I decided very quickly that if I wanted to have freedom in this world, I was going to need some money. If I wanted to travel, if I wanted to be able to give back, if I wanted to feed the poor, if I wanted to someday fulfill my mission, it was going to require money. So let's just get this out of the way real fast. And I'm going to challenge you right now. Will you be a victim or will you be a creator? I want you to answer that right now. Will you be a victim or will you be a creator? You decide right now. Send the word over to me. And if you're listening, just write it down. Because if you're a victim, you're mad at Amazon, you're mad at the rich, you're mad at the government, you're mad at everybody because it's everybody's fault. It's everybody's fault because it can't possibly be your fault, because it can't possibly be your responsibility. The creator goes, look, you know what? Yeah, there's some crazy things going out there in this world. And yeah, there's a lot of poor people out there in this world. But you know what? I have a choice. I can either focus on that or I can focus on myself and my future so that I could build a beautiful future so I can have financial freedom and I can have a legacy. And someday, then with what I have created, I can go help people. You ain't helping nobody if you don't have money. Not in this world. Not in this world. So now once you've decided that you are a creator, and if you've decided that you are a victim, then you could probably just turn off the podcast right now, or you can hop off the meeting right now, even though I know none of you are, because you're here and you're wanting to build better lives through your business and through the coaching that we offer. So once you've decided that you're a creator, you have to make a decision as to, you know, what your money position is going to be. Because look at what we're doing here. We're making a decision, victim or creator. And then when we become a creator, we have to make a decision as to what type of creator, what type of energy, or what type of relationship we're going to have with ourselves. Because ultimately, money is just a reflection of the relationship that we have with ourselves. Money is just a reflection of the belief that we have in ourselves. Money is a reflection of us as an individual. That's all money is. See, if you believe that you are abundance, then guess what happens? Then you believe that abundance is your birthright. How much? There is no how much when it comes to abundance. Abundance just is abundance. It's ever flowing. There's nothing stopping you. There's no limits to it. So then you have to make a decision as to how much money or what type of wealth or what type of financial freedom you want to have. Here's the problem, guys. The problem is that most of humanity is not on calls like we are on together as a community every Sunday night. Would you agree? Wave at me if you agree. Yeah, absolutely. And as a result of that, I want to challenge you here. See, there once was a time where we thought making $100,000 a year was a lot of money. There once was a time where we thought being worth $1 million was a lot of money, and being a millionaire was being financially free. I'm here to challenge you right now. And if you're listening, I'm here to challenge you right now. If you're not worth at least $25 million, and this is in the next 3 to 4 years, any later than that, you need to be worth more. If you plan to retire in the next 30 or 40 years, it's going to be $50 million. You must start thinking bigger. But Danny, you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. I'm just telling you the truth. But Danny, this isn't spiritual. On the contrary, I think it really is. Because there's nothing more unspiritual than poverty. Because poverty is not what you are. And so as a result of people not being exposed to this type of thing, then yeah, people are mad about money. They're mad about money because they're mad about their position with money. They don't know how to express that. No one has taught them. No one showed them this. So then this is why they take the position that it's somebody else's fault. But there's not a lot of people that are retiring financially free. I'll prove it to you right now. How many people do you know right now? And there's about 150 people on this call. How many people do you know right now worth $25 million or more right now? Just send me the number right now. 25 million or more. 1100015321000121. Beautiful. See, it's very, and how many people do you know? 200? 300? What if the playing field was level? That's what we're going to talk to you about tonight. Okay. That's what we're going to talk to you about tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk to you about a vehicle that, as long as you can open up your mental, emotional, and spiritual capacity to the energy of abundance, to the energy of financial freedom, I truly in my heart believe that we have an opportunity. And this is the best part, as a community, to grow together. This is like my dream come true. Because no matter how what I teach you, no matter what I teach you, like, we're all individuals, yeah? And we're all going to apply the lessons in a different way. This takes individuality out of it. This just takes, do you believe? And are you willing to take action? That's it. And then as a community, we're even going to tell each other what action to take so that there's no guessing game, that there's no risk, or that at least the risk is mitigated. Second, number two, I want you to write down the dollar. The dollar. So I have a dollar. Beautiful. All right. So watch this. A dollar. I see this dollar. Let me ask you this question. What value does this dollar hold, and who determines the value of the dollar? You ever thought about that? Right? What gives this thing value? What if you go to a foreign country, which I have before, and they don't accept dollars? What if you're in Colombia trying to get to the retreat, and you have to pass by three checkpoints, and each of those checkpoints does not accept dollars? And so you have to go find an ATM or somebody that will transfer or convert your money, right? You know what happens to this dollar? It ain't worth shit. That's what happened to me. The cost of getting past the gates or the toll road security chingaderas in Colombia. I had to get three of them to get to the hotel, right? And I had just went from the airport. I wanted to get straight there. The cost was like $4. And I didn't have any change. All I had was 20s. I just had to pay the cop $20 because they were not going to let me pass by, meaning my dollar was worth nothing. My dollar was worth nothing, right? Now, what if I were to tell you that the place that you have your dollar in right now, called the bank, pays you less than 2% interest for it storing and holding on to your money? Meaning your money, your heart, what you work for, your hard-earned dollar, you put it in the bank, and it pays you less than 0.1% interest, right? Is what it pays you. Do you know why? Because cash is trash, everybody. That's why. There's no value because the dollar is not backed by anything. The dollar is backed by air. The dollar used to be backed by gold, right? And then Nixon got rid of that. And now the dollar is not backed by anything. So please listen to me. So you know what the government keeps doing? The government is in trillions of dollars of debt. And you know what its master plan is doing? It's just printing more dollars every day. Do you understand how ludicrous this is? And do you understand the problem that this causes? Let's talk about value. The next word, you have to pay attention to this, because I've known this. I just, quite honestly, I didn't know what to do about it. Okay. How does one determine value? Let me ask you all a question. If there were only 100 of these in existence, how valuable would these be? They'd be worth a lot of money. We're all in real estate, right? Which houses are worth more money? High-end luxury homes or your standard two-bedroom, one-bath apartment? Which one? Luxury real estate. Why? Pay attention. Because less people can afford those luxury homes. In other words, and there's less of them, the smaller quantity, the more exclusive that something is, the more valuable it becomes, because people determine value based off of what they want to buy. So I'll give you an example. Here's the problem that none of us are seeing right now, is that the government manipulates the value of this dollar and, as a result, manipulates the value of real estate. I'll give you an example. New York City, March 2020. New York City, March 2020. Penthouse at the top of the most beautiful building in New York City, whatever the case may be, 2,000 square feet, beautiful views, worth $7 million. COVID hits. What happens with COVID? What happens with COVID is all of a sudden, government starts to tell you, the people, that you can no longer go to the park in New York City. Pay attention. What happens to the value of an apartment in New York City when human beings are being forced to stay stuck in that apartment? Does the value go up or does the value go down? Let me know right now. The value goes down, way down. Because people by nature know that they're connected to Mother Earth. So people love to be outdoors. They love to be in nature, right? What happens to the value of a home outside of New York City that has land, that has privacy, that has nature all around it? Does that property value go up or go down? It goes way up. This is what happened. Ask our friends in New York. Apartments that were selling for $7 million, you couldn't give them away for $1 million bucks. And people were snatching them up. And then as soon as COVID came around, which, you know, this weekend we were at my son's wrestling tournament, there were 300 or 400 people in the auditorium. I didn't even see a mask. Can we all, for the love of God, understand that COVID is gone? But that's not what the TV is telling me. It's, it's gone. It's gone the moment you decide that it's gone. But what changes that? It's the propaganda. It's the media. This is what happens. And so they keep reminding you, keep telling you that this new stuff is coming out or whatever, just to keep you scared so that you keep buying what they're selling you. And then one day you wake up and realize that what they're selling you isn't working and you bought it for only one reason, because of fear. I want you to really think about that. Because if the government can manipulate prices, right? And it can manipulate the value of the dollar. It can manipulate the value of the assets that you own. One more thought for you. Will everybody in the world want to buy that apartment that you own in New York City? No. Can anyone in the world buy that apartment that you own in New York City? No. So what happens to the value of that apartment? Does it go up or it goes down? It goes down. Because the amount of people that would be interested in buying that apartment is limited to a certain amount of people that can afford it within a certain demographic. Does this make sense? Yes or no? I'm telling you this because I truly believe that crypto and NFTs, as a result of what I'm telling you, is even more valuable than real estate. And yes, you heard me just say that. Yes, you heard me just say that. More valuable than real estate. Because anybody in the world could buy it, irrelevant of their income status or where they are in the world. Now, watch this. Let's talk about inflation and buying power. Inflation is the killer of all killers. Okay. Do you know what the inflation rate is right now in the US? 6.8%. Just shy of 7%. Do you know what this means? Let me explain to you what this means. I want you to do some math right now. Everybody just grab a calculator here real fast. That means, and for all of you that were taught to save your money and put it in the bank, wave at me if you heard this or if you learned this, okay? That's the worst advice. No, that's the worst thing you could do right now. The worst thing you could do. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's say you did exactly what you were told and you saved $1 million cash in the bank. Cash. Put that in your calculator right now. Meaning you had 1 million of these little green things in the bank, right? And you think your money is safe because, hey, it's in the bank. Watch this. Here's the problem. The problem is that because of inflation, every year that dollar loses 7% of its buying power. Okay. And you know what I'm telling you is true, because a gallon of milk used to be worth $2. What's it worth now? I don't know because I don't buy milk. For all you guys that love inflammation and poisoning your body, how much is it worth now? And getting all bloated. $5, $4, I don't know. Carolina's like, yeah. It's $6 to poison yourself. Yes. Yes. This is the right move. Yes. To drink milk that is not meant for you as a human being, that is meant for another species, and to get all hinchado. Yes. Oh, beautiful. This is a great move, everybody. Yes. So $6, right? So $6. This is because of the value of the dollar, everybody. It's the same thing with real estate. It's the same thing with anything. So here's what that means. Pay attention. If you were a good boy or a good girl and you worked your ass off. This is the sad thing, everybody. You worked your ass off. In 1 year, for that $1 million sitting in the bank, if we multiply that by 7%, you just lost $70,000. You lost $70,000 worth of buying power. Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? Forget about this notion or this conversation that Bitcoin is this, that it sucks up energy, that it... Listen, are you a human being that works or does something, exchanges energy for a dollar right now? Yes or no? Get your money out of the bank. Because that $1 million, if it lost you 7% of buying power in 1 year, what did it lose you over 10 years? $700,000. That means, and that's right now, I think it's going to get worse. That means that in the course of 10 years from now, your $1 million is now worth or has $300,000 worth of buying power. That's what that means. Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? That means that the worst financial decision you could make right now is to have your money in the bank. Because not only is it not making you money, it's losing you money. It's losing you money every single year due to inflation. Due to inflation. Are you with me? Do you understand right now what I'm telling you? This is no longer a, I wonder if Bitcoin I wonder if this is really going to happen. No, this is happening. Inflation is forcing it. And if you want to talk about spirituality, let me tell you one other thing. This has been the manipulating factor of this system that we live in. This has been one of the root causes of separation. There's racism, there's sex, there's sexual preference, and then there's money and financial status, right? What did we learn at Awaken? That separation is, it's darkness. It's not even real. It's man-made here in the system. The beautiful thing is that this is going away. This is going away. And now you have this thing, the way I see it, if you want me to tell it to you from a spiritual perspective, the way I see it is this, is like, you know, they were playing these games where they were trying to manipulate us into making one monetary system, whatever the case may be. And as this was happening, all this bad energy was happening, I see Bitcoin as like this light, is what I see. Because anybody can buy it. And anybody can take their hard-earned money and save it in there. And it's safe. It's safe because it's already been proven. It's not like it was 10 years ago where people were like, this is crazy. No, it's like $1 trillion in market value right now. This is happening. As a matter of fact, it already happened. Let's take it one step further. You're now able to use Bitcoin to buy cars. You're now able to use Bitcoin to buy real estate and to put a down payment on real estate. Do you know what happens when you can use Bitcoin to buy real estate, buy cars, go to a restaurant and buy groceries? It's gone. So the value of the cash that you have becomes nothing. Are you understanding now what I'm telling you? Are you understanding what I'm telling you? Yes? Okay. If I have a gift, is that I'm able to grab information and give it to you guys in layman's terms so that it impacts you here, but it also, you start to feel it. Who feels this? Who feels this in your heart and in your being right now? Yeah? Yeah. This is why I'm so passionate about this, because I already see it. It's a foregone conclusion. So what is Bitcoin and Ethereum and cryptocurrency? Let's just talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is, at bare minimum, the safest savings account that you could have in the history of humanity. Because the government can't mess with it. Period in the story. And if you look at the examples that I just gave it, it's the most surest, because you already see it happening. The fact that you can use Bitcoin to buy cars and houses and pretty soon restaurants, you tell the future. You keep going 10 years down the road with the story. Where do you think the story ends? You tell me. It doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. It takes common sense. Common sense. And when everybody in the world can buy it and trade it, and you can literally just go on here to go bloop, bloop, and buy some and invest in some, and it's literally less than maybe 2 or 3% of the human population even believes in it right now. As a result of this, I think is the greatest investment you could ever make in your life. And you're talking to a guy who was always stuck in, I wanted to be the first one in. And no, I don't care the value. I don't care if it goes up. I don't care if it goes down. I don't care about any of that. What I care is that if I leave my money in the bank, it's losing 7% per year. I'll tell you what, there's only like 2 million coins left in circulation that people can buy. And then that's it. It's over. Because they only minted 21 million of these things. I'll tell you what I know is I've got a better shot at my value and the value of my money being safer in there than in there where they're printing more of this thing. Because what determines value, how limited of a resource something is. And when they keep printing the dollar to catch up with the debt, what happens to the value of the dollar? Well, where there's only a select amount of Bitcoin that you can buy, what happens with the security and the value of the Bitcoin? It goes up and the dollar is going down. All right. So now, everybody take a deep breath in. Everybody exhale. Here's what I want you to do. In layman's terms, I want you to explain to me what's the one or two sentences or the one key point that you just learned from the call so far. And if you're listening on the podcast, just write it down for yourself. I need you to verbalize it. I need you to vocalize it. It can't be me that knows this stuff. You have to know this stuff. Cash is trash. Invest and invest early. Get your money out of the bank. The dollar is basically worthless. Invest in some Bitcoin. Move all my money now. Bitcoin is the safest savings. Get my money out of the bank. Secure my own future. We determine value. I'm losing 7% of my money. It's safer. No more dollars with it. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys are starting to see this, right? Do your own research on this, by the way. Please, I highly recommend. And as a community, we're going to start sharing videos with you guys because we really want to educate you guys with this stuff, okay? And you guys know us. We're family. We aren't just real estate coaching. Like we genuinely want everybody to win. You know, if you looked at the videos that we were posting in my stories just a week ago when everybody, all of us were vacationing together, that was my dream. My dream was that all of us are free. My dream is that all of us are vacationing together. My dream is that all of us are happy, right? And so whatever I find and whatever we find that will help us get healthier, happier, more connected in our relationships and wealthier, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to share with you guys. This is little compared to what this is going to be. This is going to be hundreds of millions of people. Together, we're going to affect billions of people. All right. Now, what is an NFT? And I'm going to bring my friend John on here in a second. Okay. Listen to me. About a month ago, my sons came to me. My sons, Micah and Aaron. My sons come to me and say, hey, Tata, you know, they're selling these things called NFTs and people are going crazy over them. And I go, yeah, what are they? I honestly wasn't even paying attention. They go, you know, they're just making these pictures of things and they're selling for thousands of dollars. And I'm like, no way. They're like, yeah. I go, oh, okay, whatever. I'm not getting involved in that shit. That's what I said. That's what I said because my mouth was closed, right? What I realized, and I'm going to bring John on. John, can I have you unmute yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm here.
So John, what I want you to do is explain to us in like the shortest way possible, what is it, and the easiest way possible, what is an NFT?
NFT stands for non-fungible token. For you to understand what a non-fungible token is, you have to understand what a fungible token is. So a fungible token is, Danny has a $10 bill and I have two fives. Danny and I can exchange that and still have the same exact value. That would be, in the simplest form, what an example of a fungible token. A non-fungible token is an unduplicatable, immutable piece of property, whether it's intellectual property or digital property, intellectual asset, digital asset. So it's a one of one. It is something that is unique to itself. It cannot be reproduced. It cannot be duplicated. You can make different versions of it, but it's always going to be a one of one because this item has a specific ID number associated with it.
So John, let's use this as an example. Awaken is coming up in Colorado. If we had a name badge that was exclusive to 500 people and only 500 people had access to that name badge, and that is the physical name badge, and then we took a picture of that name badge and we sold it in the NFT market, then could that name badge become an NFT? Yes or no?
Absolutely. We're already using forms of NFTs right now, but we just don't understand that that's what they are. Your boarding pass to get on an airplane right now is essentially an NFT. you get your boarding pass, used to get it printed out. Now it's a barcode that you can scan and get into an airport. So yeah, to answer your question, you can turn that thing into an NFT.
Okay. And then John, in 20 years from now, when Awaken, because we all know the power of Awaken, the power of what we're doing, when Awaken is now 20,000 people in an auditorium, and this community is massive, which I'm going to talk to you guys about that in a second, then what happens to the value of the very first NFT that was exclusive to 500 people?
The value goes up. It's the equivalent of going online right now and purchasing the physical copy of the first World Series ticket that was ever made. It has that same value, but in digital form.
Right. So now I want to talk to you guys about something. I want to talk to you about the power of our community. Watch this, everybody. Pay attention. Because you see, 90% of the NFTs out there right now, they're going to be trash. It's just people making whatever. This is what makes this so interesting for all of us. Watch this. Let's just start with the basics. If you believe in the power of what we're doing and what we're teaching, and you believe in it because it helped you make more money, grow spiritually, lose weight, get healthier, send me a yes, right? Any of those things, whether it's the coaching program, Awaken, the retreats with PlantMed. Okay, look at all the yeses. Okay, beautiful. If you're listening to the podcast right now, if you're not a part of this community, you just look at the post, you could see the value. So watch this. So this is basically year one of our company right now. This is year one of what we're doing. And we offer the coaching services. We offer the personal development and seminars with Awaken, which are just tiny right now. And we offer the spiritual retreats, right? I'm going to tell you and I'm going to forecast what we are doing and what this is going to become. I'm going to make a commitment to all of you right now. I don't believe in humanity or in human history. Has there ever been an organization that can say that they legitimately help people make more money, get healthier, and get spiritually connected? Because what we do is very unique in that we help you remember who you are. This is not about the guy on stage. This is about you. This is about you. And as a result of what we do, when you come to Awaken or when you come to our events, how many people do you bring with you or have you brought with you or will you bring with you? Give me a number right now. Give me a number. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 4 to 5. Everyone in my city, 5, 15, 5, 3, 2, 3, 6, 3, 5, 4. Beautiful. So this is what's happening is you feel it. And then you bring other people to feel it. And you bring other people to feel it. And then you bring other people to feel it, right? Okay, now watch this. Check this out. This is Instagram right here. I don't know if you guys see what's happening. This is just Instagram. But the account is at 412,000 followers. Based off of our projections, it'll be at 1 million followers here by June 6th of 2022. I'm going to show you a standard post. Let's take a look at Aaron's funny little... Here, let's just look at this one. Let's look at this one, right? Remember this post? Look at this. Look at the insights. This is 158,000 accounts reached, 199,000 impressions, 3,555 shares, 18,000 likes, and 3,000 saves. If you look at Aaron's funny little video with his scooter, that reached 250,000 people, 250,000 people. Look at I'm not lying to you. I'm showing you the actual insights. What do you think is going to happen as this community starts to grow? What do you think is going to happen as the events start to grow? What do you think is going to happen? I'm telling you right now, we're going all in. We're going to be bigger than Tony Robbins. We'll be bigger than Joe Dispenza. We'll be bigger than anybody because we're the first. I mean, unless you can tell me another, we're the first that are truly helping people to awaken. This isn't motivation. This isn't, you're not going to an event and getting pumped up and then a week later you feel different. No, you're literally changing. You're healing your wounds. Many of you are 10xing your money. You're getting healthier bodies. Your energy is changing. And on top of all of that, since there's love, we all have community and we all have friendships with each other. So these are a couple of things that we are doing as a company just to tell you what we're doing with our community. And then I'll let John tell you guys what he sees us doing together. Number one, I'm hiring an entire content creation team, an entire content creation division so that we can go across all mediums, TikTok, YouTube, the podcast, Instagram. We're going to take up our posts on Instagram to twice a day. We're going to be in everybody's face with the message that we have that we've already proven works. Number two, at some point in time next year, we're coming out with our book. We believe it'll be a New York Times bestseller. I already have the title. When you hear the title, you're going to be like, yeah, it's a winner. And not only do we have one book, we have five books that are coming. We're planning it for the future, basically. Number three, we have an online community that is being built so that, you know, right now, what we do for you guys in the real estate industry, we're going to do it for personal and spiritual development where, you know, when you ask me to connect you with a Jesse or when you ask me to connect you with a Victoria, or when you ask me to connect you to get your cards read, or when you ask me to connect you to a fitness trainer or whatever, everything will be in the community, housed in the community. You'll have resources and mentors there in the community. Plus on top of that, you'll have our teaching and you'll have special guest teachers that come in. All of it will be documented so that anything that you want to accomplish or become in your life, whether it's you, your real estate or wherever you are, you can be a part of it. And it's going to be cheap. It'll be like $30 a month or whatever the case may be. As all this starts to grow, what do you think is going to happen to the value of the community that we are all creating? This is going to skyrocket. This is going to be ridiculous. And the fact that we can do it in English and in Spanish, what do you think is going to happen? This is unheard of, is what this is. So now watch this. John, tell them what you see and why you thought. And John will say it, but he told me, because you have what everybody wants. Tell them what you saw and what you saw the power and our ability to create our own NFTs and how people make money and how this all works. I'll give you 5 minutes to just keep it as simple as possible.
Ooh, 5 minutes. We need like 5 sessions for this, but I'll try to keep it as...
That'll be next week.
try to keep it as concise as possible. We're not just limited to NFTs. I want to just be clear about that. We could even go another step further and have Awakened Coin. We could create our own coin and drive the price of that up on our own as well. As far as NFTs go, scarcity is where the value is. So as our community begins to grow, and for a perfect example, say our next Awaken is in February. So if we were to sell a digital ticket to Awaken, and every person that went to Awaken has this digital ticket for whatever price you bought it for, $100, whatever it may be, we now convert that digital ticket into an NFT. Now, without going into too much explanation right now, the value of an NFT is not so much what it is. Everyone will say, oh, it's digital art. It's just the JPEG. It's just this. It's just that. It's the utility and the technology that's behind it. So, for example, if we were to create 500 tickets to Awaken in February and use that digital ticket as an NFT, the utility that and technology that we will attach to that NFT could be anything like, because you own this NFT, you get 50% off tickets to Awaken for the rest of your life. You get private access to private event. You get one-on-one dinner with Danny in Austin, whatever it may be. We create the utility and the technology behind it. So now we increase the value of this thing even more. Not just because of its scarcity, but what the utility is behind it, what we can do with it. So as the community begins to grow, obviously, when the first World Series was played and the ticket to a World Series game was 50 cents, whatever it was, nobody knew that that ticket stub 100 years later would be worth whatever it's worth now.
Right.
So to be able to get in at the ground level of something that we're creating with our own community behind it to back it, we now have staying power and we can now drive the value of it up on our own. So that's essentially, in a nutshell, what we can do with an NFT within this community.
So John, give them an example of an NFT that you have bought and what happened to that NFT.
If you guys are familiar with the rap group, the Migos, there's one member of the group named Takeoff, and he created a NFT called Apes in Space, and they only minted 1,000 of them. And because of who he is, he's got 7 million followers. He's a rapper. He's known worldwide. But then in addition to that, he's got all of these celebrities that went and bought the NFT as well. So they increased the scarcity, they increased the value, they increased the demand of it. I bought one of those NFTs for they were at 1,000. I bought one for roughly $950 when I first got it. And I got an offer this morning on the secondary market for $23,000. And it's just going up, and, you know, it's just going up in value each day. So that's just one example of an NFT that I own that has 500x what I bought it for.
Return. And you bought it with Ethereum.
Correct.
Beautiful. You understand what's happening here? So what's happening is I'm going to go all in with the building of the community and the brand and the following and everything. That will be my role, right? Let me explain to you how we all make money together. Because as the creator, I'm going to sell the NFT. Mind you, I'm going to be buying a bunch of them for myself, even though I'm the creator, because I know what's going to happen with this. But then you have the value in the NFT. And then in the secondary market, when you go to sell it to somebody, just like what John just described, that's where you make your money, right? John, you want to explain that to them?
Yeah. So, I mean, the more scarce it is and the longer it's been scarce, look at Jordan sneakers right now. If anybody's into collecting Jordan, we all know that every single one of those originals came out 20 years ago. They bring them back out. And what's happening now with resellers and bots, you can almost never buy a pair of Jordans now when they release at retail price. The minute they drop, they're sold out because all the bots and all the resellers have bought them. So now it's become customary. It's become almost a standard where you want to buy these brand new Jordans, you're buying them on the secondary market for sometimes double, even triple the price. And it's also with Kanye West sneaker Yeezys. Same thing. So what happens with the NFT is the same exact thing. If only 1,000 are made and everyone in this group buys out that 1,000, and as the community begins to grow even more and more, and let's say you bought it for $50, Danny was selling them for $50, and we all got in at $50, then 2 years, 3 years from now, when the community had grown to 3 million, 4 million, however many people have gotten to that point, and you now say, hey, I'm one of the original guys that owns the first NFT, I'll sell it to you for whatever price you want to put on it. I mean, you can even put them up for auction and just let people bid on them. But at the end of the day, you're going to make, at the bare minimum, bottom basement level, your $50 back. What we're seeing in most NFT markets is people are making back 20x, 30x what they're paying for things on the secondary market.
Everybody understand what we're talking about here? Okay. That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.